Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, E3 2019, and I have the man, the myth, the legend.
What's up, man?
No, I'm good, man. I'm exactly where I want to be.
So right now we're at the Cyberpunk 2077 booth.
Yep.
You're waiting to check out the presentation demo for the first time. Yeah.
Yep, it's going to be all my first one.
So while we're waiting, we got to talk about Watch Dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so this is your first time already playing. You wanted to play that game.
You know, I was very impressed with it. Getting the demo that I had, I played about maybe 30 minutes or so, and we just, you know, you're in London, so, dude, the map is huge. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, my
God. I've only seen the...
It's like literally all of London, like all of just London proper is available in the game. Like, we'll be there day one. They just had one little small section, you know, for us in the demo.
Yeah.
But you come out, you can select any NPC that you see. And they'll bring up like information on them, kind of let you know the talents and skills that they have.
Uh-huh.
And then you can, if you find something you like, you can say, oh, I'm going to save that person for later, right?
Yeah.
And then if you have a particular type of mission you want to go on, you could recruit one of those people to do that mission for you. So the recruitment thing, they'll want you to go do something for them. So like I had selected this one person and then she wanted to get her... basically her records wiped clean. So then I went to Scotland Yard. I had to sneak into Scotland Yard, break in, get into the server room, and then wipe her records clean so I could recruit her. And that was dope because I got to the gate and then I just basically, I hacked her drone. The drone went in. I pinged the area. Then I found cameras. And from the drone, I went from camera to camera to camera until I found the server.
Mm-hmm.
And then the server, I couldn't hack remotely. So it said I had to do physical interaction. So then as the person, I then had to sneak in. You know, I had to take a couple dudes down. I had to find a guy with a key to the server room, mm-hmm. get him, hack, get the key from him, then come back, get in the server room, wipe the records clean, and then I could recruit the person, and then I could go on a mission.
So if you see yourself recruiting, what type of person, NPC, that you would like to recruit
for you? Well, that's kind of the beauty of it. You can recruit anybody you want.
But remember, some people are smart.
That's what
I
mean.
Or have like different type of skills.
You got to think about the kind of mission that you're going on. So you're going to want to go to select.
Yeah, so the options is like
it seems like it's almost endless. If they pull this off the way that I played it, it's pretty freaking impressive.
So it was very smooth, right, the whole time?
Demo.
Of course.
Demo,
yeah.
A couple bugs here and there, but overall it was fine. One cool thing, when I was actually on the mission, there was one of the giant drones.
Yeah.
So I hacked the drone. I had it come all the way down to the ground. I got on top of it. Then I hacked the drone again. And then I was on the drone and it flew me into the area.
That's dope.
It had a crate on it. So when I found the enemy that I was trying to, because it was like a thing where I had to take these people out. I found one of the dudes I had to take out. I dropped the crate on him. I never even landed once inside the mission area. And I dropped the crate on him and got out.
So I was hanging out with Leslie and her husband that work at Ubisoft Montreal.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Watch Dogs Legion. And she was like, well, what you think? I was like, look, I haven't played it yet. But I know the type of person I will get.
Yeah.
Breakdancer, probably in the park.
Yeah.
Pick them up, check out their skills. Maybe their skills are pretty good at maybe speed, breakdancer, right?
Yeah.
Or you want to be on the low, you get one of those grannies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's who I was at first. It was the granny.
You know what I'm saying? Cool. So you have a lot of options, dude. Yeah. That's dope.
But even like with the granny, but she's like, she's slow because she's old.
Yeah. But nobody will notice.
Yeah, you wouldn't think about it.
You know,
but then the one character that I recruited,
I
did the infiltrator skill so she could like cloak herself and then you could sneak in, no one could see you, and then you could target one of the enemies and when you take them down, you could cloak them too. So I don't see. Dude. A lot of options are going to be in the game. I think
it's the biggest surprise for you is that Dying Light, of course, all the games, but Watch Dogs Legions, I think, is the biggest surprise though because of the way how you play the game. It's not you're focusing on just one character the whole time, you know? So I think it's really dope, man. I'm excited. And the game's coming out like a month before Cyberpunk,
I know. Which, hey, that's a good thing. I get a good time to play.
It's like back to back.
I know. It's going to be crazy.
Holy crap. So I can imagine the amount of like missions, side missions.
Oh, I'm telling you, Danny, you see this map, you're going to be like, whoa, it's huge.
You played the previous.
Yeah, I played
both of them, the first and the second. Mm-hmm. So bigger than those maps?
Well, I mean,
because one of them is San Francisco,
it's
right?
It's probably similar to Watch Dogs 2 in that way, because Watch Dogs 2 was all of San Francisco and part of Oakland.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah. I mean, all of London's there. I was very impressed.
Yeah, I mean, right here, right now, it's getting a little packed here slowly. Yeah. It's the 5 o'clock hour, man. Yep. Everybody's coming for the 5 o'clock hour,
man. I know.
Are you nervous?
I'm hyped. I'm not nervous. I'm excited, man.
You're excited?
I'm excited.
Last year was amazing.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to check out this year's, man. I already seen it. Yeah. Me too. And we're going to have a special guest too, so on our podcast roundtable about Cyberpunk. So
yeah, it's looking forward to it.
Yeah. All right, Paris, that's it, man. I just want to say that. Anything else that you discovered, want to mention about Watch Dogs, or that's it?
I wish it was coming in November and not March, because I'm definitely looking forward to it.
You're going to get it?
Oh, 100%.
And Cyberpunk?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's back to back.
I have to figure it out.
All right. All right. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.